Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce Food and Brew is scheduled for this Saturday, February 21st at the Big Red Barn. It will be serving from 6 until 9 p.m., and you can buy tickets at the door or you can still order tickets from the Chamber website. If you would like to attend, this is always a great time. The Upward Sports registration is now open. McLeansboro First General Baptist Church on Saturdays throughout April and May. This is for kindergarten through 8th grade, and this is for soccer. So if you have a child who's interested, the deadline to register is February 28th, and that is Upward Sports of McLeansboro. Two 4-H members from Hamilton County traveled to the Bingham Shed in Pinckneyville to compete in the Livestock Quiz Bowl and Skillathon. There were youth from all the counties in Unit 26 and then other counties that were also in attendance. Of the other counties, which is what we competed in, Gracie Walker took first place in the senior division, and Austin Tucker took second place in the intermediate division. And then Gracie Walker went on to win the overall of all the counties there, first place in the senior division, with a very impressive 171 score out of 200. So she did a great job, and congratulations to those youth. There will be a 4-H and FFA livestock and dairy judging competition on Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at the DeCoin State Fairgrounds. There are several divisions. A junior 4-H division is open to grades 3 through 8. Senior is 4-H FFA livestock judging and questions classes, non-reasons. And then there's also dairy judging that were the same age groups, and you can participate that day. You need to pre-register by March 9th. To attend this judging contest, they will be judging dairy separately, and then in the livestock category, they will be judging goats, sheep, swine, and beef. So if you have youth that want to participate, that's a great learning experience for youth. Wabash Area Development is offering college and occupational training scholarships for low-income individuals with high academic potential. The Community Serves Block Grant Scholarship supplements the cost of tuition fees and program-specific supplies to offset the student's needs. An applicant can plan to attend college, university, or a trade school, in-state or out-of-state, remote, on-ground, or hybrid, and be part-time or full-time student. The scholarship is funded and designed in cooperation with the State of Illinois Office of Community Assistance and the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. 4-H members from Unit 24 plan to attend Cosmic Bowling on February 20th at the Ross Cottom Lanes at Muddy. The cost is $450 per game per person, plus shoe rental of $350. Or if you bowl two games or more, the shoe rental is waived. We are joining 4-H members from Hamilton, Hardin, Pope, Saline, and Saline counties for this fun Unit 24 bowling night. We will also be doing a community service that night, and that is collecting items to be delivered to the VA hospital in Marion. Any items can be taken to bowling that night or dropped off at any extension office. And if anyone other than 4-H members would like to donate, they are welcome to do so. They can be dropped off at any Unit 24 extension office. The items we're collecting are Kleenex, toothpaste, dental floss, sugar, denture cream, toothbrushes, shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, razors, t-shirts, sweatsuits, socks, coffee, creamer, books, puzzles, puzzle books, playing cards, and loose quarters. We plan to take a field trip later this spring and tour the Veterans Hospital and deliver all of their goods when we do so. Farm Credit Illinois is pleased to announce the 2026 Agriculture Scholarship and Community Improvement Grants. There will be 30 $2,500 agriculture scholarships are available to high school seniors who will study an ag-related curriculum or trade in a college or vocational school next fall and pursue a career on the farm or in the industry. There will be 50 $500 community improvement grants available to 4-H clubs and FFA chapters to assist with youth in bringing positive change to their local communities. Both applications, both for the community improvement and the scholarships, are due February 27th. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.